Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by a panel of emergency officials, Lieutenant Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, Jason Terry with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, and Dr. Bob Bernstein, Tuolumne County Health Officer. We're talking about a variety of different topics. I'll go over to Jason Terry with the first question in our final segment here. You know, during the winter months, it gets very cold. We often have low elevation snow events. You know, what advice and things are kind of in place when it comes to helping people get out of the cold?
Well, of course, it's always good to have a plan. You know, we live in an area where power is, it can sometimes go out, whether that's a tree falling or some other event, and have a plan of places that you can go if power is out in your house. During the daytime, we always recommend using your public buildings, such as our library, and to go in, get out of the cold, and just warm up a little bit. In the event where there is a high risk to the community, and we're worried about the health and safety of the public, our office would coordinate with the public health office to see what we can do about opening shelters in that event.
Lieutenant Earhart, from the Sheriff's Office perspective, anything to add on that topic?
Yeah, so typically once, you know, we all work together to open up those shelters, and once those are identified, we've in the past used our mass notification system, Everbridge, which you can register online with through the Tuolumne County website, to notify the public. We work hand-in-hand with the National Weather Service so that we're made aware of those events ahead of time. So as soon as we do establish that there's a need for a shelter, we try to get that information out, you know, through all the media is available to us, and that includes our Everbridge system.
And Dr. Bernstein, you're actively involved with that role as well?
Yes, as Jason and Eric have indicated, it's a collaborative decision-making process. There is an emergency plan for extreme weather, cold or hot weather. Under that plan, there are protocols in place for how to go about, first of all, taking advantage of the vigilance among the population, events like increasing problems among animals, for example, but certainly increasing events such as emergency room visits for cold-related illnesses. The emergency room provides me with regular data on the frequency of respiratory complaints, and respiratory complaints can be a kind of a tip of the iceberg, if you will, for the emergence of a problem related to weather, so that a collaborative decision can be made about identifying and opening facilities for the homeless as well as for people whose power has gone out.
Jason Terry, we've touched on a number of topics, you know, from an Office of Emergency Services coordinator perspective. Some other things that you would recommend people keep in mind this time of year?
Yeah, as we come up to these winter months, it's best to prepare and to mitigate the hazards that you know are there. Ready.gov has a great website where you can go on. They even have a kids section where you can, and if you're so inclined, go and play some games and learn more of how to prepare for the winter months. Also, in the last couple of years, we've seen these atmospheric rivers come through, and we've seen just water flows in areas where there aren't normally water flows, you know, going across roads. And just wanted to put out a general reminder that, you know, 6 inches can knock over an adult, 12 inches can carry away small cars, and 24 inches of flowing water can carry away most vehicles. So as you're coming up on these hazards, you know, it's okay to be cautious and find another way around. You don't have to press your luck.
During the winter months, are you constantly working with agencies like, or companies like PG&E and others that are responding to different events?
Absolutely. Our office, we get calls from all kinds of local agencies along with the public. So we do hear many of the events that, I would like to say all of the events that happen, but you know, we keep in tune as much as we can and respond as quickly as we can to hazards as they develop.
Dr. Bernstein?
Yeah, and I think Jason earlier mentioned, and I just want to emphasize that if for whatever reason power goes out and you need to use an accessory device, a fuel device in your home, you want to be conscious about the potential for carbon monoxide poisoning and be sure that you understand how to avoid that kind of a problem.
Any other things that people need to keep in mind, Dr. Bernstein, throughout these winter months ahead?
Get your flu vaccine.
Get your flu vaccine.
Everyone needs a flu vaccine. Besides that, I think as Jason and Eric have mentioned, prepare for the cold weather. If you're going to go out in cold weather, you should be properly dressed with layers. And if you are a person with a chronic disease, respiratory disease, or some other chronic disease, you should be in touch with other members of your family to make sure that you're okay and don't need any assistance.
Common things, too, I assume, keep enough medication if it's required on hand in case there's a long power outage, you can't get out, that type of thing.
Good point. Yep.
Lieutenant Earhart, anything else from a sheriff's office perspective?
Yeah, just on the preparedness, part of that includes making sure your vehicle's prepared, make sure you have good headlights, make sure your windshield wipers are good, make sure you have good tires on your vehicle. We see a lot of times as these low snows come in, people try to race home and get home before the snow sets in, but a lot of times they could probably just wait it out and it'd be a lot safer for them to get on the road in an hour or two. So just take your time, be careful. The roads are going to get wet, they're going to get slick. We just want everybody to be safe out there.
If you see some snow on the roads, but you don't see a sign yet for chains, is it best just not to drive on it?
Yeah,
especially
keep your chains.
Two-wheel drive.
If you have two-wheel drive, avoid the snow. I recommend. But again, always have your chains with you and be prepared for any conditions anywhere. We've seen snow as low as Jamestown, so just always have those chains with you.
In the higher elevations, when you get up to like Cedar Ridge and Twain Heart, do you have any recommendations just to help people protect themselves from snow plows and helping those guys out as well?
Yeah, make sure you keep your vehicles off the roadway and keep the roads clear so that way they can get through with those snow plows and people can get to work and the school buses can get up there as well.
We're talking about emergency safety on this weekend's Motherlode Views. And Lieutenant Earhart earlier was kind of referenced a little bit about generators, but that's something that people really need to watch closely this time of year?
Yeah, I know a lot of people in Tuolumne County have generators. Just make sure if you're going to use a generator, it's adequately attached to your house. You follow building code regulations. The last thing we want to do is see somebody try to fix a line and get hit with electricity coming from an improperly attached generator, as well as also make sure it's in the outdoors where it's well ventilated as well.
People who are forced to live outside or are homeless, are there ways that you recommend they stay warm during the winter?
Yeah, if they're going to use a heating device of some sort inside of their tent, we recommend it's appropriate for use inside. We don't want to see any asphyxiation or even fires caused by those heating devices, and we have seen that in the past.
Talking a lot about concerns about looking ahead to the winter months, it is still fairly warm conditions. We've been seeing fires in recent weeks across California. Jason Terry, I have to imagine that's something you're kind of keeping a close eye on as well.
Yeah, we're looking at, like you said, it's been very dry. It's November and we're still talking about fire, and that seems to be more often the case recently than not. We have the fires going on up in the north, or a fire, campfire in Butte County, and then a couple going on in the south, too. So, when you're thinking about home safety, make sure you check your smoke detectors, make sure those batteries are changed. But also, it's when you're pulling off the road and when you're going into these areas, or even if you're still camping up the hill, there are still fire risks. You have to treat those risks seriously.
Yeah, burning still suspended in the region, so
yes.
Don't do your debris burning this right yet. So, and Lieutenant Earhart?
Yeah, I was just going to add on the fire side, as we do get into these colder nights, if you're burning wood in the house, remember it's a good time to get out and clean your flue and your chimney.
And Dr. Bernstein?
So we had a session on an earlier My Motherlode program talking about the nature and the hazardous potential for smoke exposures. We have another episode of smoke from another area or smoke from fires within our area. People need to understand that what's on fire can have chemicals that get absorbed to smoke particles, and those smoke particles can get into the lungs. People who have asthma and bronchitis should pay attention to advisories from the health department about the whether or not to be outside, whether or not to be active outside during sports events and so forth, and whether if you need to be outside, what sort of protective preventive measures you might need to take.
Lieutenant Earhart, over the summer months, there were a few times where you had to call for evacuations for various fires. Have people pretty much been taking heed of those orders from the sheriff's office?
The public is generally pretty good about dealing with those. There's a lot of times where people want to stay in their homes, and I can understand that to some extent. But just remember, we're talking about people's lives here, and that's what we're trying to protect.
And we're coming to a close on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We've been pleased to be joined in studio by a group of emergency officials talking about a wide variety of topics. We've been talking about the flu season as well as suicide, tree mortality, and concerns regarding roads and flooding and all those things. We thank our guests this weekend. We've been joined by Jason Terry, Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, Lieutenant Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, and Dr. Bob Bernstein, Tuolumne County Health Officer. Thank you so much for coming in and getting us up to speed.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And I'm BJ Hansen, your host. A reminder that Motherlode Views will take a week off next week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be back the weekend of December 1st with another Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.